What My World Spins Around, Jordan Davis on B105. I didn't see. He must have done something for 4th of July, right?
Jordan Davis?
Yeah, he's got a big family, man. He's got, like, what, 9 kids, something like that?
Yeah. Okay. Did you say 9 kids?
I don't know. Once you have more than one, what's the difference?
You know, I can't speak on that, but I'm sure they did something fun.
I saw Adam Thielen posted that he was somewhere on the 4th in a parade.
Nice.
I assume it was Minnesota because they moved back to Minnesota. I couldn't tell by the, I mean, Detroit Lakes, maybe?
Would people, like, recognize him? Because, I mean, like, I don't know football. Like, would I just recognize him?
You wouldn't recognize him, probably. I guess it's
like,
hard.
Like, can he go places undisturbed?
I don't know. Okay. Probably somebody would recognize him.
Okay.
Most, I mean, but, you know, you put a pair of sunglasses on, you get away with anything. You know what I mean?
Good to know.
That's my disguise.
I'm like, oh.
My disguise. No, my backup plan is I just shave my head. Nobody will know who I am.
Yeah, that would be,
nobody would
be
recognize
a drastic
me.
Change now that you have a man bun.
You don't, it's not, it's just to keep it on my face.
That was not said with any malice whatsoever. I'm just saying.
A lot of flack.
I actually am always a proponent of the man bun.
People treat you different with long hair, too, for better and for worse.
Interesting. Okay.
I've been pulled over more now. B105, and we got the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member owned, homegrown, community focused since 1936. What's up, Lauren?
So I thought this was fun. Duluth was named the best college town in America.
College town?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really think of Duluth as a college town, but obviously it is. You know, there's towns that are completely 100% all about that college, and that's not true with Duluth because we have so many other things going on. But
yeah, well, UMD,
a
those
part.
Are big parts. Scholastica, too, and, you know, Lake Superior College. I don't know if they're included on that, the method up there. But what, so how did they rank it?
Yeah, so it wasn't really a method. Basically, they just, like, researched every single town where there's a college, and they chose Duluth because they said UMD has, like, a really long history. Obviously, like you said, we have other great colleges. And then they also said that it's a good school life balance because there's just so much to do outdoors, and it's not like your normal college town. You know, it's on a lake. You can go.
There's a lot to do.
Fishing. You can go do this. So
great for outdoors.
Yeah.
You think about it. There's, you know, you grew up in the Twin Cities metro, right?
I did.
I went to college. I lived there for a couple of years. Gosh, if you wanted to go outdoors, like anywhere, it took forever to get out. You know? Duluth, you can step out your back door, and you're with the Bears. You know what I mean?
I wish. But, yeah, it would be hard to go back to, like, the Twin Cities after living here because it's, like, it's so nice and beautiful.
I was laughing. Someone's like, oh, my gosh, Proctor, it's such a long drive. I'm like, it's 5 minutes.
I mean, I feel like I have a long drive, but, yeah.
But there's nothing compared to, like, rush hour down in,
absolutely not.
Yeah, Duluth. Okay, well, another accolades for that. Speaking of which, Downtown Duluth Day is happening July 8th and 9th. More details, downtownduluth.com. But I'll tell you, the Classic Car Show starts on Wednesday.
Fun.
They're going to have, I think, over 40 food vendors and stuff. So come hungry, Lauren.
Well, I always do because they set up right outside, like, the mini donut.
It's hard to pass up
the
mini donuts.
It's like I would go every day on my way to my car. And I'm like,
well, it's just July 8th and 9th, so you'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll be good. And there's the sidewalk shuffle, things like that. Yeah. So
that's cool. Downtown Duluth Days. Get downtown and celebrate. Chase Matthew, Darlin, B105. I got to look at the weather forecast because I might.
It's bad today.
Is it?
Yeah, like flash flooding.
Oh, that's right. I'm not worried about today. Oh. I guess I should be if that's what's going on. I'm looking at tomorrow because I'm supposed to go. Supposed to get out. Oh, no. 90% chance of showers.
On Wednesday, too?
Yeah, 1-2 inches. I'm supposed to go into an airplane ride with the Duluth Air Show in one of the classic World War II planes.
That's awesome.
But if not, if it's going to be raining, thunderstorm, right?
What time are you supposed to do that?
I don't really know. They keep changing the time around, probably because of the weather.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I going to fit in that thing?
That's scary.
I want
more details.
I'm not scared about it. My daughter said the same thing, too. Yeah. She goes, what if it blows up? And I'm like, you know, you're more likely to be injured at the fireworks over the weekend than me in that plane.
If you're going to go with anybody, obviously, you know.
Well, the thing, too, is like, okay.
People are the best, but I'm just scared.
It's an old plane.
Do you go upside down?
I mean, I guess you probably could. I wouldn't be worried about that. I'm fine. I'm up for it. I'll do whatever.
Well, you've been wanting to do this for a while.
Yeah.
Are you bringing, like, a camera?
I don't know. They didn't really give me any details, but I think they might have them already on there.
Oh, my gosh.
Or I'll just bring my phone out. But then what about if I drop it?
Yeah, and like, you also want to live in the moment, too, you know?
Well,
so
I'm also there to promote the air show.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to happen with this weather.
Okay, well, let's see what happens. Things can change. I'm manifesting for
good
you.
Good news, though, is the weekend. It looks good for the weather. Mm-hmm. Sunday, Saturday, sunny, a high near 78. So
love it.
Sunday, high near 80.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's going to be hot.
Yeah.
I'm sweating a lot. Got to drink more Gatorade, get some electrolytes going on.
Water as well.
I'm clawing into the boat trying to get up to B105, Lauren's Country Lowdown. She might be a little rusty.
Okay, well, let's hope not.
It's been a minute.
But Brad Paisley, he's going to be at the Minnesota State Fair Thursday, September 3rd. Artie's there the next night. So Avery Anna was supposed to open. She's the reigning ACM New Female Artist of the Year. And I guess she had a scheduling conflict. So now Jake Worthington and Lacey K. Booth are opening. So if you're going to that show, just wanted to give you a heads up. It starts at 7 and you can still get tickets.
Who's the headliner?
Brad Paisley.
20 years ago. Nope. 19 years ago, uh-huh. I went to my first country concert at B105.
Uh-huh.
Working here, and it was to see Brad Paisley at the State Fair.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Are you going to go?
No, I saw him.
Oh, I've seen him like 10 times, but I'm still going.
There's only a few artists that I really feel like I have to see again.
Right.
You know, but if you're going to the State Fair, you might as well go. Right?
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes. So we were talking about Luke Combs earlier. He's 5'9". He said something that I actually now respect him even more. He says, according to Evan Paul from Taste of Country Nights, that he will never go into acting. Because that's kind of like the thing in country music right now. Ella Langley, she says she wants to be an actress. Lainey Wilson, Riley Green. They've been in some hit shows. Lainey was just in a movie. And so Luke was asked about it. And he says, well, I don't think I'd be good at it. And then he also said, I'm so busy right now that like I'm not going to just try to be an actor.
Yeah, why? You got a good thing going.
Right.
And then plus, you got to think that if you get, what if you suck as an actor? Does that, and that's going to take away from your singing career. You know what I mean?
Do you
isn't
think it?
It
will, though? Because, I mean,
I don't know.
I guess I've never seen anything Lainey Wilson has been in or Riley Green because I don't watch, like, the Yellowstone stuff, but...
Have you seen Dwight Yoakam's acting?
No, I haven't. Tim McGraw is a good actor, though.
He's gotten better.
Okay.
I'm not saying
I have to go back and, like, watch with a more critical eye.
No, but Dwight Yoakam was in Sling Blade. What else? He was in a couple other ones. What was that one? Can't remember. Or am I thinking of it? No, yeah. Yeah, it was Dwight Yoakam.
Okay.
He's done some acting on that.
Interesting.
Some other artists, right. Too. Can't the Jonas Brothers, they, you know.
Nick Jonas is a
good
actor.
They probably shouldn't act, right, Lauren? You know, they should
Nick
probably
Jonas
take
is actually,
place.
No, it's different when you're a pop star. There's no, that sounded like a double
you.
Standard.
I just wanted to see you defend the Jonas Brothers in some way.
In their defense, they were acting at the same time as they were singing on the Disney Channel.
True.
You know?
Right.
So, okay. Anyways. The country stars were out over the weekend because it was 4th of July. Alan Jackson made another public appearance. He just had his like last concert ever in Nashville. It was pre-taped at the Ryman. He sang America the Beautiful, and that was for PBS's annual Independence Day concert special. Carly Pierce was there. She sang a few patriotic songs. Trace Adkins. So if you want to...
Do you know when that, his final concert special is going to air?
Oh, I forgot.
I'll look it up. Because I saw that happen, what, last week or whatever, and people were just crying, and it was, you know, really emotional.
Yeah, like, I couldn't look at things because I didn't want to cry.
Stupid AI slot videos. One of them was Alan Jackson in a hospital bed with a breathing tube in his nose.
That's terrible.
And he was wearing a cowboy hat. And I'm like, this is obviously AI.
That's actually
AI.
Terrible. It's
and that's
terrible.
That's not what's going on. I don't know. AI slop is what I got to say.
That's so bad. Okay.
We're 100% real here, for better or worse.
Yeah, well... For always for better.
We got the smells to go with it. Russell Dickerson, Happy to Me on B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren. You know, the heat makes me not think clearly, don't you think?
That it doesn't make you think clearly? I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's hot and you get a little frazzled when it's hot, you know, like it was over the weekend.
Yeah.
I got a story. I'll save it for Breakfast Club Confessions. Well...
Just say now, because you'll probably do something again between
thanks
then and now.
Thanks for the faith there.
You're welcome.
So last weekend, I got a new to me boat, an older boat, but it's in good shape, mm-hmm. and for pulling the tube and stuff at the lake. And I was charging it because the battery went dead overnight because I had left a switch on that didn't have an indicator light, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, mm-hmm. I was trying to charge the boat and I had the charger on the dock and I was hooking it up under that. And I mean, I'm learning. I got to find where the battery is on right. this thing, you know? And then as I look up, I'm drifting away from the dock because the rope came untied. And before I could react, the charger fell off and went in the water. Kapook. Well, it's still plugged in. So then I went, panicked, grabbed the cords, pulled them off
right.
the battery so I didn't, like, so I wouldn't, you know, mm-hmm. hopefully not die.
Right. That would be bad.
Stripped things off.
Yep.
And then my neighbor's over on the dock. Everybody's over there seeing this happening. And he goes, well, I got an extra charger, but it's not waterproof.
Wow. That's tough.
Funny guy. Funny guy.
Not
B105. We're back with the 710 laugh off. You ready, Lauren?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. You can go first.
Okay. I just built an ATM that only gives out coins. I don't know why no one's thought of it before. It just makes sense.
Actually, they don't make sense anymore.
I know they don't, but just go. Just suspend your disbelief, your reality for a minute.
Are they done with that? Like, all together, done with pennies now? I think so.
I think that's been a thing for a while.
Yeah, I know. I guess I never pay with cash. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And I always round up to donate anyway when I can.
Very sweet of you.
60 cents a time, you know, it makes a difference.
Very sweet of you.
Okay, back to the jokes. I watched a very interesting documentary about bees last night. Did you know that bees are actually allergic to pollen? They break out in hives.
Cute.
I thought it was funny. This one came, this is a little bit late. This is an Independence Day joke from Jim, but I'm going to play it anyway because, I mean, wait, I can't. I'm going to lose it right by the time next year comes around. So here it is.
I finally hung a copy of the Constitution on my wall. I call it Declaration of Independence.
Cute.
Funny.
I love a good, like, patriotic joke like that.
Did you only two people from the Continental Congress sign the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776?
I don't think I knew that, but thank you for that.
Yeah, only two people. The rest of it signed like a month later.
Good to know.
One of those people, John Hancock.
Thank you. Did you watch some documentaries over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, but I do every weekend, though. So.
That's true.
What else is new?
Educational.
Nerd. All right. Anyway, that's 710 Laugh Off. We'll be back again tomorrow on B105. Luke Holmes back in the saddle on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Okay, so we got Minnesota Country Club Festival tickets, right?
Yep, it is already coming up this weekend. We have come into a few extra pairs, so we're going to give those out today.
Okay, 727-B105. We're going to play half a minute to win it.
We are.
Okay. All right. I'll have to ask you about the category today.
Why? Oh, well.
Is there like a theme?
Yeah, because it's National Chocolate Day.
Okay. If you whisper, nobody can hear you. Right?
Well, I got to give a little hint, right?
727-B105, Minnesota Country Club Music Festival tickets going on for this weekend. Call now. Good luck. 727-B105, right? Minnesota Country Club Music Festival going on this weekend. This is down in the Twin Cities, right?
Yep, it is.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. We're playing with half a minute to win it. Hello, B105. Who's this?
Kelsey.
Okay, Kelsey, here we go. You got 30 seconds or less. You got to name, this is pretty hard, three types of chocolate because it's National Chocolate Day.
All right.
Yeah, do you think you can do that for us, Kelsey?
I think so.
Okay, go starting now. Three types of chocolate.
Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate.
You know, I forget about white chocolate, but
that's
I'm not
the best one.
I'm not a big white chocolate guy.
That's the best one in
you
my
like
opinion.
White chocolate?
Yeah.
Mm.
I like all chocolate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good job. Nice night. Way to go, Kelsey. You're going to be going to Minnesota Country Club Music Festival.
Awesome. Thank you.
You ever heard of this is a new thing for me. I just learned about this in the last year. Dubai chocolate.
Okay, I just Googled that to ask if you've tried it because that is the trend.
It's really good.
I've never had it. So what is in the middle? It's a creamy pistachio paste.
Yeah, it's a luxurious chocolate bar, rich chocolate shell filled with creamy pistachio paste, crunchy toasted. Kataif? I don't know that. I don't know how to. This is all Middle Eastern stuff. But no, it's really good.
That looks incredible.
They got, I got it at Costco. They had a whole big pack I got for my niece for Christmas because she's big into Dubai chocolate. I mean, everybody is. It's trendy.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's like there's Dubai chocolate flavored everything.
Yeah. It's pistachio, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's National Chocolate Day. Go out
and
celebrate.
Stop. Yeah. We're going to stop talking about it.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Sorry.
Okay. Coming up, look at your weather forecast. We got some rain coming in this week.
Flash flooding, maybe?
Yeah, we'll talk about it next year at B105. Thomas Rhett, after all the bars are closed on B105. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Ken's Weird News. You know what tomorrow is? It's a big, big anniversary. You look at me like you have no
idea. What am I supposed to? It's Bigfoot?
No. What's the anniversary of Bigfoot? When would that be?
I have no idea.
Okay. That's a sheer pan. B105, okay, here we go. Ken's Weird News. Tomorrow is July 8th, 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the 79th anniversary of the Roswell Roswell, New Mexico, of the flying saucer crash, right?
Give me some details on that, because I know Roswell is, like, known for UFOs and stuff, but I guess I don't know the lore.
So, 1947, what happened was there was actually a newspaper article that was published because a rancher had found a crash saucer with, I think even in the report, the newspaper report said that there was, like, bodies with it, you know? And then all of a sudden, the government came in, swooped in, and then they came out with the story like, "No, never mind, never mind. It wasn't a crash saucer. It was something else." And then they came up with a cover up or whatever. And then for years, that's what they stuck with. Well, now these whistleblowers, these people from Congress that are testifying in front of Congress, are saying, "No, it actually happened. It was a real thing."
That's not surprising, because now it's like not taboo to talk about, you know?
Yeah, and they said, yeah, it actually did happen, and that was and that's pretty much the modern era began with that. But it's the it happened 1947, July 8th. What happened was there was a big thunderstorm, and there was a storm going through the area, and then the crash allegedly happened, which... Everything I'm seeing from everybody, all these sources, like, and all these documentaries that are coming out that are, like, vetted, it's real. It happened, right? So, 79 years ago, tomorrow. And then some people in the community are thinking that Trump's going to give his big speech on that day. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's been the rumor for a while.
Yeah, it has, you know? On the anniversary of Roswell, but yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. Spooky. Not with everything going on right now. I don't know. But when's a good time to talk about this? Really, there's not.
Yeah, and, like, there were all those conspiracy theories, like, oh, Disclosure Day, which totally fell off the map, by the way. Like, no one's talking about that movie anymore. That was, like, kind of soft launching.
Yeah. I didn't even watch it because I got reviews, and I'm like, this is not what I want. I want the truth. I don't want a fictional thing of it right now. You know what I mean?
Right now.
Well, I don't know.
I get that. Yeah. I really do.
Right. It's just crazy. But that's tomorrow's the anniversary, so put on your, make sure you wear your alien antennas.
Yeah, you did get me those when you went to UFO days.
Sometimes you got to take a step back and look at your life and go, what am I doing here? Dustin Lynch, hell of a night on B105. Okay, we got Lauren's Country Lowdown where, she always keeps us grounded.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
Thank you. Okay, right. Well, no surprise here. Ella Langley, she was in Texas, just spent its 12th week at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It dropped off there for a few weeks.
Oh, well, but it's back up.
Now it's back, which is crazy because the song came out in, what, October? And then now it's, like, still standing strong. She has a song out with Morgan Wallen. It's still standing strong. Like, it's just crazy.
It was cool to see. Well, first off, sad to see the U.S. men's national team lose yesterday.
Yeah.
That was tough against Belgium. It was not a great game. But the previous game, they beat Bosnia, and then they were all singing along to Ella Langley's She Was in Texas on the bus. So that was cool to see.
Yeah, that's cute. I think, I want to say that she invited, like, the team maybe a few weeks ago to, like, go meet her at a concert. But I need to look into that because I get all the sports teams confused. But anyways, She Was in Texas is now the longest number one hit by a female country artist. It already was, but now she just keeps adding more weeks to it. So she's kind of... She's not even closing the gap. There's, like, I think Taylor Swift was the last person to even come close, and that was, like, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's broken a ton of records. Absolutely crazy. Not going to go through all the records, but, yeah, she has extended her lead for the longest number one hit by a woman in country music. And then Be Her, still killing it. That's at number three. And then I Can't Love You Anymore with Morgan Wallen.
Also catchy.
Now at number six.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, congratulations to Ella. This made me sad. Kane Brown, he says that he feels alone in the music world. That just kind of breaks my heart. He was just on a podcast called the Pivot Podcast. He says he's more friends with athletes than musicians. He says, I feel like in the industry, I feel alone. But he says, I've always been a loner, so I'm used to it. He says he has a few friends. He's like, Morgan Wallen texts me the most. Shaboozy, Chris Young, Jason Aldean will talk. But he's like, I don't have...
He's kind of said that before, hasn't he?
Yeah. He says there's artists I could text, but there's a difference from texting somebody and, like, being close friends with them, basically.
Well.
He also has, like, a very young family.
Yeah.
Traveling all the time.
He's a busy guy. It's hard to,
But then it's sad because he's, like, he said if anybody that's in country music is watching or listening to the podcast, to reach out. Because he's like, I want a friend in the industry where we can just hang out. He can come over. We can have a few beers, all that.
Wants to do a play date.
Sad. Anyway,
give him a call, Lauren.
Yeah, I don't think you're talking about me. But, yeah, you can listen to that podcast, B105Country.com. And then I should mention this because Ian Munsick will be at Bayfront Festival Park this Saturday with George Burge. There's a special ticket offer right now, $29.99 all in. So go grab those tickets before the weekend. Should be nice weather, too.
Yeah, okay. Sounds great. Thank you, Lauren's Country Lowdown. And B105, so we're giving away, this is a new thing, we're giving away a Traeger Pro 34 pellet grill.
That is no joke.
And $500 to Super One Foods.
That is incredible.
It is huge.
I would
deal.
Love that.
This is a great, but it's like a $1,400-some value. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the way we're giving away is, well, the first of our broadcasts are going to be this Friday, noon to 1 at ASP Mesaba, right?
Yep.
And you're going to be there?
I'm going to be hanging out there.
So noon to 1, that's on Miller Trunk Highway. And then you can stop in, you can get the code for it. I think we're going to have some samples and stuff, too, from Burnix.
Oh, wow.
I believe we're putting that together.
Love it.
So, quick stop by, say hi to Lauren.
Yeah, you know? On your lunch break. Why
right.
not?
Yeah, right. Check it out. And then you'll get your code, and we'll be giving away that just before Labor Day. So,
perfect.
We'll be doing that every Friday, and that's going to be at ASP Mesaba, and thanks to Miner's Ace Hardware and Superior and Super One Foods, and we will see you out there this Friday here with B105. Florida Georgia Line, get your shine on. I'm B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We got a pretty sunny start to the day, and we're going to look at a high of near 82. But then tonight and then tomorrow, we get showers and storms throughout the day. So tonight and then into tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think it stormed overnight. I don't think I dreamed that.
It did. I couldn't fall asleep. It was like midnight when that line came through.
I was like, did I dream that? Okay, so we had Ken's Weird News a little bit ago. Wanted to mention this. Spaceballs had mysteriously showed up on an Australian beach. I've never heard of this.
Spaceballs the movie.
No, like actual mysterious metal spheres were found on a beach.
I did see this.
Over the weekend. Now, the Australian Space Agency, which I didn't know that was a thing, says there are pressure vessels from a space launch known as Spaceballs. At the time, they didn't know, so they like cordoned everything off. And they were like, don't go near them, but then they realized what they were. I don't know if I'm buying that because it's like, okay.
Yeah, they're definitely mechanical. They're man-made.
That's not fun. But anyways, at first people were kind of in a panic because like the beach was blocked off and whatnot. And nobody had ever seen these like metal spheres.
Yeah.
But
well, when you look at it, you can see that there's like a nozzle there that goes in, hooks
that's
in.
That's crazy.
You know, that's obviously man-made.
I love how you just like analyzed that. That would not have
crossed my mind. Well, if you spend as much time I do in
watching
your feed,
space
you this
documentaries. Comes in handy though. It's good.
Yeah, that's interesting. That would be, you know, you never know what it is too.
Yeah, I would not know what that was.
It could be unexploded World War II ordnance still. They still find that all over the place.
That's crazy.
Yeah, not so much around here, thankfully. But
not in Duluth, Minnesota.
Well, you never know, right? Okay, when you said Spaceballs, I almost spit out my coffee.
I know. I was like, that's what it says. I mean.
That's why you're talking about Spaceballs 2 coming out, you know, which I'm excited about.
Is that a real thing? Maybe this is promotion for it.
What have you been living under a rock?
I don't think that's like a movie that.
Oh, it's
on the top
of
my radar.
Okay. Have you ever seen the first original Spaceballs?
No.
Oh,
a lot of buzz. I've never heard of it. And I'm dialed in. Okay. So I don't think it's that important.
Never mind then. We'll move on to B105. Morgan Wallen, I got better on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Have you ever had people looking for you and you didn't realize that you were lost?
As a child.
People freaking out, wondering about you, and then you're like, what? That's what happened. An England soccer fan set off an international search after vanishing on his way to the World Cup. He was found safe eventually after this manhunt.
Eventually, okay.
In a Barcelona pub, completely unaware anyone was looking for him. This sounds like definitely something a boomer would do. Michael Hewitt, 65-year-old, he lost his phone, which had all of his travel tickets and every contact number he knew. But he wasn't really bothered by it because he still had money. So he just simply stayed in Barcelona, spent his days watching England games in local bars. His family grew worried about him. After 10 days, the British embassy traced his hotel through his bank card payments and reunited it with relatives. And he was like, I didn't know you guys were looking for him.
Where was his phone? Like, where's your cell phone,
He lost
sir?
It and then had all the stuff on it.
I feel like alcohol played a role in this.
Yeah, it could be a part of it, too. But then again, you know, like my father-in-law, who's in his 70s, he's always had a cell phone, but he leaves it at home when he goes places.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And it's like that's
I don't
what
get that.
You have it for.
And like in case of an emergency or something, I like people have my location, so I'm just like, just find me that way.
Oh, I don't think I don't even know how to do that. Well, I guess I don't have your location.
Would you like my location?
No, there's probably some kind of boundary to cross there.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? I don't need to know what you're
doing. You're going to be like, she's at Caribou again.
Right. Yeah. No kidding. Oh, my gosh. She went to Gordy's again? Wow.
I've only been once.
Okay. I'm sorry. Bailey Zimmerman, Chevy Silverado on B105, Northland's number one for new country. And we've got Some Angel with Lauren Wells spreading the sunshine on a sunny morning.
So I thought this was sweet. A boy selling water on the street was surprised with World Cup tickets. A nine-year-old boy, he was selling drinks and hot dogs. This happened in L.A. And he got a surprise pair of tickets. There's a viral TikTok creator. I actually think I follow him. The handle is at MD Motivator, and he'll just go do like nice things, give people money, things like that. So we bought all of the snacks that this boy was selling, gave him $1,000, and then after learning he loved soccer, he went, bought him tickets, and circled back to the June 28th match. So this already happened between South Africa and Canada. And Canada won. So okay. Thought that was sweet. But just uploaded the video. Obviously, it's going viral. And that's the kind of thing that we need to see on TikTok.
Amen.
My algorithm, I have it pretty dialed in now, but some things on there are.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some things I don't need to see.
I've posted a couple TikTok videos.
You have?
I know. I got the one I have coming in Duluth that shows the temperature dropping in the vehicle as you come down the hill. That's got my most views.
Yeah.
Because it was like 82 and then you get home and it was like 56. It was like,
whoa. I've never posted one. I wouldn't even know how or where.
I don't know.
Maybe we should start TikToking, but we have so many other things to do. But
my original handle was Ken's Talking. TOKKING.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
I changed it now.
So Ken Hayes 12345.
No, it was Ken Hayes 5 was my Twitter handle because the first four were taken.
And then you forgot your password.
Yeah, I got that recovered at some point. Well, I don't go on X anymore. Ever say, you know?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, Sarah Evans. Sorry about all the dogs that started barking across the Northland. this weekend we got the Duluth Air Show happening. It's going to be the Saturday and Sunday. I think I'm going to the Saturday one.
This is like your thing.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Airplanes. Well, they're like jets. I shouldn't call them airplanes.
Well, no, there's some of them are airplanes.
Okay.
No, there's jets. Well, we got the Thunderbirds are coming. That's the Air Force Thunderbirds. They're the headliners. But they also got a lot of World War II planes that are coming in, which is really neat. And then they got the B-25 Mitchell's going to be there. And now I sound like a nerd because I know all these names off the top of my head. But the P-38 Lightning's really exciting because they're doing a special flyover this week. That should be, you know what, I should probably do a follow-up on that. I think that starts tomorrow. Like, you might actually see it flying over Superior.
And it's good to know, like, what these things are, you know, so you don't just, like, see something in the sky.
Because we're being attacked by World War II.
What is
going on? A time portal opened up. There's actually a movie about that. But
no, I'm not interested.
I didn't think you would be.
Yeah, no.
That's all right. But anyway, Duluth Air Show going on, duluthairshow.com. More information. And the Thunderbirds boss, like, mm-hmm. the lead guy, is actually from ESCO.
Oh, weird. I love it.
Yeah, I'll share that with you, more on that tomorrow here on B105, okay? Workday kickoff, we're going commercial free next. Kenny Chesney and Young on B105, okay? We'll see you later. You have a terrific...